Fix by Chrysothemis, read by Chocolate Bunnyhead and General Ginger.
It was a room like any other in the, yes, still unexplored part of the city, which was getting smaller every day, but nevertheless much larger than Rodney liked. It was an ordinary door and what looked like a set of innocuous-looking consoles. So Shepard, being Shepard, raised his B-90 and went in first to check it out. Rodney was right behind him, and would have been there 2 steps after him except for the force field that shimmered into place, blocking the doorway. "Hey," Rodney said, annoyed. "What the—" "Shepard, you want to tell me what's going on in there?" Shepard didn't answer. Rodney could see him inside the room, like he hadn't even noticed the force field. "Shepard," Rodney switched on his radio. "Colonel Shepard, can you read me? Come in." Inside the room, Shepard leaned to look at one of the consoles without even glancing Rodney's way. He didn't seem to touch anything, but a panel in the wall opened in front of him. It looked a little like a stasis chamber they had found the alternate Elizabeth in, but bigger, and Shepard walked into it, his head cocked, examining it. "Colonel Shepard, come in," Rodney tried again. But either Shepard was ignoring him, or he wasn't getting a radio signal at all. Rodney whipped out his data pad and hooked it up to the door's control crystals. He needed to get that force field down. He didn't know what Shepard thought he was doing, but he sure as hell shouldn't be exploring it on his own. "Huh." Rodney rechecked, but the door control panel stubbornly maintained that the door was open and no force field was present. Shepard was standing in front of the chamber, looking at it. Rodney reached out carefully and, ow, yes, definitely a force field there. Rodney went back to his data pad, tapped into the city system, and broadened his search. Weird. Weirder. Okay, that was just wrong. The sensor said nothing was going on down there. No force field, no stasis pod, no power drain. But inside the room... Shepard, damn it, what are you... Oh, no, 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 come on, don't. Shepard stepped forward into the chamber. Rodney gestured frantically, but Shepard disappeared from his line of sight and the chamber door closed behind him.
Rodney was dawdling again. John did what he always did when they were exploring uncharted parts of the city. Checked the room for visible dangers and then called out as all clear. But Rodney still didn't show. So John did what any rational person would do. He took a second look around. There were the usual consoles everywhere, so some sort of lab. Some sort of lab that had a door in the wall that slid open when he got close to it. That was kind of cool. John stepped forward and stuck his head into the little room. There was a chair inside, not one of Atlantis's usual incredibly uncomfortable desk or conference room chairs, but a big cushioned cradle-shaped chair, half-tipped back. John glanced back at the door. But Rodney was nowhere to be seen, so, hey, if Rodney was going to take a sweet time out there, John at least deserved to put his feet up. He stepped inside and lowered himself into the chair. It was even more comfy than it looked. John crossed his ankles and tipped his head back, and the door to the little room closed in front of him. So, okay, that was odd. But he was too comfortable to be really worried, and the room went nice and dark. A nap room, built by the ancients. Who would have thought it? The funny thing was, he didn't feel particularly tired. Just nice. Relaxed. Maybe a little horny, but hey, that wasn't anything new, considering the fact that it had been a couple of days since he'd jerked off. It was too bad Rodney was out there and likely to interrupt at any moment, because what John really felt like doing was taking care of things right now. There was a warm buzz at the base of his cock, and he was... Okay, he was getting hard now, and that was inconvenient, but Rodney still wasn't showing, and maybe... Oh, God. He hadn't touched himself. He hadn't even moved his hands, but he'd felt something, a tantalizing, ghostly stroke, right where it counted. John reached down, but there was nothing there. His dick was still in his pants, fully hard now, but there was nothing touching him, nothing anywhere. But, God, there it was again! Stronger than before, and he wasn't imagining this. Not a nap room, then. More like a sex room, some kind of virtual semi-reality, which just went to show that the ancients were kinky bastards as well as irresponsible jerks. John pushed himself up in the chair, meaning to stand, but another wave of it hit him, hot and hard, and he fell back into the chair, panting. Jesus, he couldn't. He shouldn't. Rodney was out there, would be here any minute. And it was a freaking ancient device, which was seriously not to be trusted. But damn it, another wave hit him, and it felt weird and amazing and shit. He had to go. He had to get out of here right now. Stop, he thought at the device. Stop now. The warm buzz faded, and it was just him, alone in the chair. No ghostly fingers touching him. No virtual anything. John pushed himself up onto his feet, still breathing hard. The lights slowly came back on, and he could see the door control. He was good. He was fine. He was, damn it, horny as hell. And he really didn't want to go looking for Rodney like this, with a bulge in his pants that was showing no signs of going away. Okay, it had stopped when he asked it to. It was under his control. There was no reason he couldn't sit back down and enjoy himself. From the feel of it, it wasn't going to take all that long, and if Rodney hadn't opened the door yet, he wasn't going to. Well, probably wasn't. God, he shouldn't do it. It was the worst idea ever. But he was already stripping off his shirt and shoes and holster and pants so he wouldn't make a mess of them. Because even Rodney would probably notice that. John took his sidearm out of the holster and laid it on the left side of the chair, then settled back into it and put the P90 on his right. He placed his hands on the armrests, which were shaped to cradle his palms, kind of like a control chair. Okay, he thought at the device. Do your thing. For a moment, he felt nothing. Damn, maybe he'd screwed up and lost his chance. And then it touched him again, sweet and electric and good. John closed his eyes and just let it wash over him, stroke after stroke, slow and intense, and he was floating, floating in a sea of sensation. At first, it was just his cock. It felt like a vibration, hot and fast, right on the underside of the head. Then his balls joined the party, buzzing in counterpoint. And then slowly the sensation spread, until there was another electric point right there at the base of his cock, only deeper inside, and God, that felt fucking amazing. He was aching now, so turned on he could barely stand it, but the sensation went on, always escalating but never quite there, until he was rocking in the chair, thrusting into nothingness, dying a little inside, because he wanted to come. He wanted to come now, but it wasn't quite there, wasn't ever quite there, and he was going to break. He couldn't take this. He couldn't... Oh, God, please, he said out loud, and it hit him like a tidal wave, pleasure so intense it almost hurt, washing from that point inside him outward, until even his toes and the tips of his hair felt good, and oh, shit, he'd come so hard, he'd managed to cream himself in the face. John tipped his head back and just sank down into the cushioned chair. He felt wiped, like he was never going to be able to move again. And then something very much non-virtual brushed him. His heart jumped in his chest, but no, it was okay. It was some sort of cleaning device, because a moment later his face and chest and belly felt dry again, and the ocean smell of semen was gone. A faint light went on, a diffuse glow from above, and John sat up and fumbled for his clothes. He couldn't believe he'd just... But seriously, that was the best jerk-off session ever, and there was no way he was ever telling anyone about it, especially not Rodney. Oops. Rodney. Rodney was out there somewhere, probably wondering what the hell he was doing in here. John buttoned his shirt as fast as he could, then buckled his belt and holster on. Right. Well, it was Rodney's own fault for being so slow. He checked his watch, then had to check again, because, crap, he'd been in here over an hour, and there was slow, but even Rodney couldn't be that slow.